It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My father opened his shirt.
Yeah, and?
Tell him, Prim.
He had breasts.
What do you mean, breasts?
Big breasts.
So what? A lot of older men have that.
No, not these. These were real Hooters.
I was throwing up all night.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy holidays. Want to congratulate D. Is it Kasar? Cockar? Sakar?
One of those.
It's D. C-A-C-A-R from Centerville, Virginia.
Oh, Kozar.
D. It's... No.
I know.
It's D. Cockar.
Cockar.
Cockar?
Cockar. Sakar.
I'm pretty sure the D is correct.
D-E-E. Cockar. Sakar. Kakar.
Awesome.
I like Kakar. I like Buzz's idea. D. Kakar of Centerville, Virginia. She is going to be joining us out at the Hard Times Cafe and Q in Manassas on Sudley Road. She also gets a Deviltown t-shirt, and that'll be celebrating our return to Deviltown. We'll be selling tons of those t-shirts, so if you want to pick up your Deviltown t-shirt, come out and join us this coming Wednesday night in Manassas, Hard Times Cafe and Q. Looking forward to seeing you there. All right, we got a little time here. I want to tell you about my weekend.
Please do.
Did you have one?
I had a weekend, you know, the usual stuff. I had my daughters with me.
Yes.
And because my daughters are 11 and 13,
yes,
I had a Twilight weekend.
Ah, I'm sure.
Hey, that's terrific, Mike.
It's Twilight time. You know, first of all, I mentioned that I thought both of those actors were dumb as a box of cotton balls.
You did mention that.
Yes.
Yeah, because they just had the whole brooding thing
on the interview shows.
And the bad hair.
But there are two things at play. They're the fact that this is a phenomenon. This obviously won the box office. I forgot what the stats were.
$72
million. $72
million.
Seems like quite a
amount
bit.
Of money. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's another franchise.
Of course.
Get ready for that.
Oh, for the rest of our lives.
Sequel already greenlighted.
Probably until we die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think
probably
so.
Probably until we die. Well, of course, that could be like a five-year trend.
That's right.
I think that would be okay. So my first daughter is away on a school musical trip. She does the holiday bell ringing.
Oh, sure.
Cool.
Hand bell ringing.
Hand bells, yeah. Yes. And so she's down in Richmond, Virginia, and not going to come back until Saturday evening.
Wow.
So
do you know which notes she does?
No. No, because I haven't seen her perform yet.
Probably
I'll be seeing that in December, I think, mm-hmm. the 17th, they've got a concert.
I do love those handbells, man.
I like the handbells. And
I
it's
love
very
them
popular. You know, I prefer, I like what my youngest is playing, though. She's playing the cello.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is really, really cool. And she forgot to bring her cello home this weekend.
Uh-oh.
There's
the
always
school
room
was
for
locked.
Cello.
Always room for cello. Lemon cello.
Oh, yes, it's delightful.
Like Danny DeVito enjoys.
Mm.
So I've got both kids, and it is the Twilight phenomenon. And I'm actually kind of excited because anything really that gets... I know it sounds jive to say it, but
no.
anything that gets your kids to read is something spectacular.
That's
but
true.
It is.
It's true.
These are like 500-page books. These are big, big, thick books. And I mean, my daughter's noses were in books all weekend. They were reading these books. You know, there are four of them, I think, that
That's
have come
great.
Out. Yeah. And they've finished, I think Catherine's finished two of them.
Wow.
And is on to the third. I'm not keeping track. I know I'm not going to read them.
What?
Based on the pretty factor of the, I hate the pretty male
Maybe
actors.
It'll make you prettier if you read them.
Mm. Well, I can comment on a lot of this. I can comment on the books. I can comment on the movie because I took both girls and my fiance to see Twilight on Sunday morning. Now, when I get in the, you know, when I get in the car, I said, Daddy, can we go see Twilight this weekend? First thing Elizabeth says.
Right.
And then she says, Catherine is going to see it with her bell ringing group on Friday night. I'm like, and it bums me out.
Yeah.
You know, really, as a part-time dad, this is a note to school organizations. Mm-hmm. I know you have to do that because you want to fill the time and they're that age.
Right.
But when you're a part-time dad,
yes.
when you're a divorced dad,
you need stuff like
you
this.
You like that kind of stuff.
Maybe
you want that to be in the whim column on the weekend.
Yes.
Don't take it from me.
Maybe if you called ahead, they could have excluded her from the movie.
I don't think that would have worked very well.
But then you would have looked the hero when you took her.
But you know what a great thing is for a kid?
What?
She was delighted to see it twice on the
of
weekend.
Of course.
Really?
My daughter said something to me. Now, I don't want any you texters. You bet. Now, right now, you
shut it off.
Behave.
You're in dangerous ground here. Okay, when I say this,
behave, people.
I pick Catherine up. She gets up about 8:30, 9 o'clock. They come back to the school on Saturday night. I go to pick her up. She gets out of the car. She's wearing that vampire's T-shirt. Whatever the guy's name is. I forgot what the guy's
Pattinson,
name is.
David Pattinson.
David Pattinson?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just, Dad, he is, and here's what she said. First
what
time,
she said?
I swear to God. I know she's 13. Right. It's the first time I've heard these words.
Right.
Dad, he is so hot.
Oh, no.
Dad, he is so hot.
You knew this.
It's
day,
over.
Day was coming.
The day has come. Mm-hmm. It's her first real movie star crush type of thing. I mean, you know, for a lot of girls, it happens earlier. This is fine. I can deal with this. But, you know, I'm seeing this brooding, mumbling British hump.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing him all weekend.
Uh-huh.
So we go to the movie. We're going to go first thing because I would not deal with the crowds. We're going to go to the 11:30 show. On Sunday morning.
Oh, so there were plenty of seats available.
Right after you went right after church, then.
Now you laugh, but I really do assume when you get the first showing on Sunday, you're going to be okay.
Mm.
We were okay, but barely.
Yeah.
I really don't think that there were many dads in the theater.
Well, that's good for you.
It was a chick fest in there. And, you know.
That being said about chick fest.
Yes.
Did your Carla, does she seem to be sucked into this?
She's reading it.
Really?
She just finished the first book.
Good.
And she expressed she dove in as well.
She wanted to see the movie, or did she go with
She
you
wanted
or?
To see the movie.
Right, right.
She wanted to see the movie. Right. I wanted to, I would have liked to see, that one that Colin Boyd recommended, but that doesn't go wide. Everybody's gonna see Twilight.
Has Carla asked you to change your hairstyle?
You mean like that guy, not wash it for a month?
Exactly.
Make it look like I have a deformed head.
Sort of bend it a little.
Well, here's the thing. He's so brooding, and he's so the pretty boy. And you know what? I leaned over to Carla, and then
just like Buzz.
I think Carla said, shh, when I leaned over, and I said, excuse me, are all the vampires male effing models?
Yeah.
Because they're all female-looking men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The female-looking men.
Do you want a Bill Compton vampire?
I like Bill Compton. That's True Blood, right?
Yeah.
I like my True Blood vampires a lot better.
Bill Compton and the Sun?
I like my whole... You know what? The whole thing. And incidentally.
Yes?
Boy, do you think I'm ruining it? Is it too late?
You will for me, because I haven't seen it
yet.
Well,
don't listen, because the rule is always
here's
been,
a rule.
It's been on broadcast
Here's
TV.
A rule. I'm going to say something.
A spoiler alert.
I'm going to say something about the vampires that will ruin the movie for you, perhaps. So,
the movie.
So if you're worried, turn down your radio now. I'm going to talk about
the
movie.
A tremendous drop in the box office. Because
really,
on this spoiler.
Because this is really what pisses me off about the movie Twilight.
Get ready, America.
All right, what's supposed to happen to vampires if they go out in the sun?
Well, they burn up.
Sizzle up and die.
They die. They burn up, just like they did on True Blood.
Exactly.
Right. Where he got. I mean, and did they do an incredible makeup job with him?
I loved him.
Perfect, man. He's sizzling. He's roasting just like that leg of lamb on my rotisserie.
I love when he was walking through, I guess it was a tomb, a graveyard, and he was just smoking. He's just smoking as he walked around. It was great.
And that's what's supposed to happen. You know what? All right, now turn your radios down if you don't want me to ruin Twilight for you. You know what happens in Twilight?
What?
They sparkle.
I swear to God.
That's charming.
I swear. It's charming, but it's crap.
I know. Everybody knows they burn up.
It's crap. I want it real. That's my one problem with Twilight.
Yeah, that's
my one problem with Twilight is I want real vampire stuff.
Yeah.
You don't even see fangs.
Did anyone blow
up? I don't think I saw a fang in the whole movie.
What?
Did anyone blow up like the fat vampire that they kept in the basement?
The only thing. Well, see, I'm not going to ruin it, but they do. There is some carnage.
Good.
Towards the end.
Uh-huh. See, that's
but not real. Good carnage. I want blood.
Yeah.
No, none of that.
I want blood. The whole culture is based on blood.
There's a little growling and there's a lot of brooding.
Sure.
Which
vampires
do
that.
This guy, well, they brood, but this guy, first of all, let me see. They got a doctor in there who kind of is the father of the
All right.
He's brooding.
Sure.
You got another vampire in there. He's brooding. They're all very brooding.
You got Mike in the audience. He's brooding.
When you're a vampire, what is there to be cheerful about?
Well, no, but it's brooding without the gore.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
I want fangs. Mm-hmm. I want blood. I want the neck. I want floating outside. I want turning into bats. I want standard stuff for my vampire.
People are kind of amazed at the success of this movie, $72 million in the first weekend, in that it has no gore, no sex, and no big-name stars.
Well, I'm curious if I'm the only dad, and I know I'm not, that took his little puppies out to Twilight this weekend.
The head brooding vampire.
I'd like to hear from you, fathers.
The one that everyone is screaming and so excited about.
The boy?
David Pattinson.
The she-boy?
Is the reason they have to make him...
He's too effing pretty.
The reason that he sparkles, is that so he can go to school? Because obviously, if you're a vampire and you can't go out in the sunlight, you're going to have a bad attendance.
I'm probably ruined. But look,
I really don't think we're catering to the Twilight crowd
people,
here.
Most people that are going to see the movie have read the books.
Sure.
All right.
They live out in the Pacific Northwest, because, and if I'm ruining this for you, I'm sorry, but they live out there because it's the cloud bank and they're below the cloud bank.
Yes.
And the only thing that the sun seems to do is make them sparkle. like little diamonds.
That is quaint.
Fabulous.
And there are no coffins.
Of course not.
I mean, this is vampire
stuff. Is there
stuff,
dirt? Right.
There are certain rules to being a vampire, and you're saying they didn't adhere to these rules.
You have
rules.
To lie in your soil. Do they have to lie in dirt?
No.
Then this is no vampire.
This is bogus.
They don't sleep.
You know what this is? This is a scampire. That's what this is.
These are Nigerian vampires.
It's crappy. It's crappy. I didn't like it at all. It sucked. It made me very, very disappointed.
You didn't care for it.
Angry.
How many damn dirty apes do you give?
I mean, the story was fine.
Fine.
The story was fine.
Thank you, Regis.
If I did five damn dirty apes, I would give it. I'd give it what's his name? Three.
Three. Yeah. It's agreeable.
It's agreeable. Let's go to Matt in Kansas. Go ahead, Matt, and then we have to have the very brief Hollywood buzz here.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to let you know that I was brooding as well.
You were brooding?
You went and saw it?
No, I didn't. I was just brooding.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the support.
Brooders checking in.
Another Kansas call that does me no good whatsoever.
Brooders in arms.
Buzz will tell you I discriminate against Kansas callers.
Yeah, and why is that?
I don't know.
That's right.
Just makes me feel better. What's in the Hollywood buzz? Obviously, Twilight was the big story of the weekend.
It was with that big $72 million
take. It's Twilight time.
Also, the NFL's getting ready to test live 3D broadcasts. Would you like your football in 3D?
Yeah, I'd actually love that. That would be very cool.
I'd love to see Al Michaels' hair in 3D. I got
like
a good
see
look at
his lower teeth, his lower plate.
Or Madden and his turkey.
Madden's hands.
Oh, and congratulations to the Washington Redskins with a tremendously ugly win over the Seattle Seahawks.
Hey, a win is a win.
That's right. That was an ugly win.
They looked great.
Jim Zorn had that look on his face a couple of times during the game yesterday, that same Norv Turner look, which I cannot stand.
I don't know. I thought they looked really great, considering the formidable opponent they were up against.
Yeah, Matt Hasselbeck.
Exactly.
Matt Hasselbeck. Same expression on his face during the entire game. Hey, a win is a win.
That's right.
They got the win, and I like the way they played out the clock at the end like they had that done to them by Dallas in the last game.
Say what you do about Matt Hasselbeck. Wouldn't you look like that if your sister-in-law was on The View?
Oh, God, that's right. Matt Hasselbeck is Elizabeth's... Brother-in-law.
Lucky man. Audiences in Los Angeles, New York, and Boston will be treated to 3D versions of the San Diego Chargers-Oakland Raiders game next week.
So Norv in 3D.
Yeah. Hey, look at that pockmark.
You could serve a meatball out of that face.
Side of the moon. The game will be shot with special cameras and transmitted by satellite to three theaters where invitation-only crowds wearing 3D glasses will view the action. NFL senior vice president says the league wants to, and I quote, let people get excited about it and see what the future holds.
You know, the NFL gets it all, don't they?
They really
do. They get it all. I mean, they really do. They're the sport that gets the most money and gets the most attention, gets the most hype. Even the commercials for other products during a football game hype the football game.
You're right.
It's a dream situation. And the reason for that, I mean, I love football. It is a great sport. But the fact is, it is a hype sport. Don't forget that. It is a hype sport more than any other.
It's a corporate sport.
And it's hyped because count, if you will, for fun sometime during an NFL telecast, count the number of reasons they have to play a commercial.
Right.
Just try it.
Every reason.
Count the ways.
Scoring.
Right.
Timeout.
Sure.
TV timeouts.
Sure. Injury.
Injury.
Right.
Out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. End of the quarter.
Challenge.
End of the half.
Then they brought in challenge. I mean, it's infinite. It's amazing how many times they have a chance to play commercials.
Every time Madden busts ass.
Hell's Kitchen chef Gordon Ramsay is now in Hell's bedroom. The New York Post says a 7-year affair with a woman who specializes in affairs with married men is his girlfriend. Sarah Simons has been on Oprah hawking a primer for homewreckers.
Oh, come on, darling. Put risotto on it. Put risotto on the end of it.
Oh, dear.
Come on now. Put some risotto on it. No, the hot stuff.
Oh, ow.
I want you to burn it.
Ramsay's built his image as a family man, conducted the affair in London and Los Angeles, according to reports, even reportedly went so far as to sneak his mistress onto the set of Hell's Kitchen, posing her as a dinner guest.
Eat the risotto off of it.
There, as the young lady now, and you can also see her at MichaelMaraShow.com.
All right, she's not bad looking.
Yeah, not the best at all.
Hold on to it. Oh, come on. Come on now. Do it the right way.
How about the Wellington?
The Wellington. Put Wellington on it.
All this and more at MichaelMaraShow.com. Say, who's actually president right now? In your final buzz, coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm Buzz Burbank.
All right, we will have Buzz more later, and he usually says I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're both trying to trick me.
He's trying to do that.
I'm a conjurer.
All right, is it Spike Fursten, Fiersten, or Fersten?
I thought it was Singleton?
You said Fursten.
Fursten.
Fursten is what
Spike Fursten, he's got a show on Fox. We'll talk to him right after these commercials.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.